Megan DiMuccio is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Clark James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Materials discussed is not to be construed as specific tax or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's welcome in Megan DiMuccio, CPA, Certified Financial Fiduciary, Investment Professional over the Greg James Financial. Email Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at gregjamesfinancial.com. Any questions? And, of course, the phone number at all times, 631-393-2888. And, Megan, good morning. We're a week out as far as the filing is concerned. And for those who are kind of scurrying around, not knowing what to do, well, we advise them to contact you. But certainly it's making sure it is upon us to get your papers ready. That's the key right now. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about right now. So as we, you know, get within the seven-day period here, what's important for folks to remember as they're kind of wondering, you know, listen, there's changes and everything else. But what would you recommend to some of the folks out there?
Yes, there's a few things that we could definitely still do with just 1 week left. So if you're someone who was still considering an IRA contribution for 2020, or maybe you claim that you did an IRA contribution on your tax return when you work through preparation, you definitely want to make sure those contributions get in ASAP. The deadline is a week from today, 5/17. But I know a lot of investment companies want you to get those contributions in a little bit earlier just to make sure they're processed in time. So definitely work on that this week. If you're someone who thinks maybe you could have taken advantage of an IRA contribution, make sure you give me a call, give our office a call, because we definitely can help you with that. Call me for a second opinion to look at your return to see if maybe that's something you could have taken advantage of this year. And if you're someone who filed your return even a month or two ago, but you scheduled that payment for May 17th because you wanted to push it off as long as physically possible, make sure that money is in your bank account. The IRS and New York State don't mess around. If you tell them to take your money on May 17th, they're going to take your money on May 17th. So make sure you're prepared for that and you're ready. And definitely, you know, if you haven't done anything yet, we definitely want to start to talk because, you know, taxes are due and you want to give me a call, see if you can file an extension. If you file an extension, you still have to pay. So if you think you're in the position where you're going to owe money, don't put it off thinking, I'll put it on extension, it'll be fine. The IRS still wants their money. The state still wants their money. So make sure, even if you're extending, you're paying that balance due as well.
That's a good point. That was my question to you as far as extensions are concerned. I mean, listen, it's all well and good, right? 5/17, we know the date. But guess what? Extension equates to payment. So it doesn't give anyone a pass. That's a good point. A lot of people might have had that process going. And the other key one is there's still some time. You mentioned regarding IRAs and everything else, contributions can still be made in the next couple of days. You'll still get in, right? That's key.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking to get some money in your retirement accounts, even if you can't take advantage of it on your tax return, IRAs are always a good idea. They put money aside, whether it be a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. It puts in an account, and you're not going to pay taxes on it for a really long time. With a Roth IRA, potentially, you'll never pay tax again. And if it's a traditional IRA, you know, you're going to delay those taxes. So definitely better than even just a regular investment account for you to get that money off of your tax return. So very important to think about that in your life and in your financial future.
And one last thing, if anybody's wondering about tax write-offs, now these things change yearly, right? What was in place maybe last year might be different this year according to the rules. What is the one thing as far as a change where people might have this mindset, no, I'm pretty sure, you know what, maybe they're not so sure, maybe they should check. But what would be the one thing as far as a change, Megan, that you have seen over the last year or two that might be in place, might not be in place, where people think it's kind of an automatic as far as this tax filing season?
Yeah, there's definitely, this has been one of those years that it's hard to pick just one thing, Jay, but I think in generally speaking, we want to just make sure that we're looking at your entire financial and your entire tax life. Nothing's really off the table. So I have some people who come and say, oh, you don't need my real estate taxes because they're, you know, the $10,000 cap. But maybe we do need them. Maybe we need them for New York State or whatever state you're filing in, even if they're not going to help you for the IRS form. Maybe we're looking at job expenses. You know, we know for a handful of years now the IRS isn't allowing unreimbursed job expenses. But maybe, like we talked a little bit about last week, maybe you're an independent contractor and you can actually claim those expenses. Or maybe your state allows it, like New York State does. You're allowed to take some of your job expenses. So, you know, and this year in particular, we want to look at the COVID distributions we talked about, the unemployment. So it's always just good to talk to someone. Give me a call if you're not sure that you did everything right, if I've mentioned anything while I'm, you know, talking to you on the radio that really spurs some questions in your brain. Even though the deadline is next week and we talk about how important it is to get everything filed on time, taxes don't have to stop at that point. We can think about planning for next year. We can review things that maybe you think were wrong and you want to make adjustments to. You can always amend. If you're on an extension, there's always ways to update your return. So it's definitely something that I work with a lot of people on, looking for second opinions and really making sure that our taxes are appropriately showing all of our deductions and really doing what they're supposed to for you, and that's accurately looking at your tax life. So very important. Give me a call. You know, the office line, 631-393-2888, and I'd love to make sure that your taxes include all those deductions that we talked about.
Yeah, never assume. Because, and it's a good point, you know, make sure that it's just covered. If you have, even the slightest of questions, if you're hazy in any type of area, and I know, listen, I've got always got a million questions, you know, regarding this stuff. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I mean, that is the key, because you never know. And, you know, Megan will tell you exactly what you need to know with this stuff. You have to. It's so important. And again, you can email Megan at CraigJamesFinancial.com. And you can call 631-393-2888 as we come down the stretch. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Good stuff, Megan. Thanks so much.
That sounds great. Thanks, Jay. See you on the talk to you on Wednesday.
All right.